This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. After sky-high energy bills this winter, a new proposal from Colorado Democrats to protect ratepayers gets a hearing today. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The bill comes after lawmakers held investigative hearings on high heating costs. Testimony focused on the structural reasons behind the problem, like volatile natural gas prices and the political influence of companies like Xcel Energy. The legislation introduced this week would limit utility lobbying and investments in the natural gas system. It's already drawn fierce criticism from the president of Xcel Colorado, who says it won't help customers and will limit the company's efforts to fight climate change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
CDOT is asking for an extra $45 million to repair roads after winter storms wreaked havoc on Colorado's roads. The money would come from the department's reserves and also be used to help the agency shore up its snow removal budget. The state's Transportation Commission is set to decide on the extra money today. Western Colorado's very snowy winter, speaking of, could mean more mosquitoes this summer. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The snowpack in the Colorado River Basin is at 150% of normal. That's great news for the ongoing drought, but it's not so great when it comes to mosquitoes. The Grand River Mosquito Control District expects all that extra moisture to result in more of the insects. This could lead to an increase of West Nile virus. Colorado led the nation with over 200 cases of the disease in 2022. 18 resulted in death. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.